Cakes by Yusuf Helmi. 1963, Wayne Thiebaud. For the man, it is the most special of days. So he is at the shop when its doors open at 8, though the lights have been on for hours. The air inside is cold and, like a harp strings, vibrating with the baker's work. The musical score to his arrival is the oven's groans, rattling through the faded teal flooring. Behind the register is a wall with a window, and through it he sees the cake baker, meticulous in how he hunches to care for every square inch of the two, now cooling vanilla sponges, sleeping side by side. Others wander in for a cursory look, but the man stays, watching the baker's hand spread cloud-white cream on the face of one disc and spiced lemon jam on the other. Then comes the miracle work of lifting the lemon spice jam disc and setting it atop the coconut meat spread, circumferences perfectly aligned. The baker straightens and the man, having held his breath, exhales, exalted. From the kitchen to the display, the baker carries his newborn child, rested on the bare stage between the vanilla frosting swirl cake and the strawberry cream valley cake. Pitying feet take the man to the new creation, hardly half the height of its brother and sister, to either side, unbearably plain against the kaleidoscope of confection surrounding it. He thinks it embarrassing that such a thing takes the stage in front of the raspberry chocolate carousel cake, or the twin volcano cakes coated in vanilla peach magma. He thinks it a service that it were taken away, so he buys it, has the ugly child hidden in a box. The cake's weight is pleasant when rocking at his side in the walk home, and there, it is placed on the counter while he hangs streamers and blows balloons. After, he sets the cake on the plate with the spiraling hyacinth design. From the room over, he brings his waking child in his arms, her still wiping dreams of giant robots and daring princesses from her eyes, before exclaiming at the sight of the celebration of the day of her birth. By the child, a candle is plunged somewhere left of the cake center, where it is lit by the man, and when mighty pieces are cut, for the birthday girl and him, each bite is soft and delicious, and for the two of them, the man hums the smallest of songs.